some new insight on the rash of terrifying abductions plaguing Gotham City.
There's an invasion of monsters. They're grabbing people off the streets.
They're soldiers. We might be staring down the barrel of a full-scale invasion. It's happening across the world.
Leave them to me.
An alien computer.
Alien? Like Superman.
So, what can you do?
And we finally got our own show now. This don't belong to Master Wayne, you know. The Darkness Brothers finally got their own show, because that other one we was doing, that belongs to a certain boss of ours. But people, welcome to the first edition of the Darkness at the Movies.
Darkness at the Movies.
/ Justice League War. What'd you guys think of that artwork, huh?
Man, that artwork is badass. It's a badass outfit.
Woo!
I'm just glad I'm not like worshiping Superman at an altar or some shit like that. I'm happy right now.
Did fucking Craig show you the new Darkness logo?
No.
Oh, okay. Did I just
vicariously give something away?
Cody, well,
You haven't seen it? Okay.
Stay tuned, Cody.
Stay off my Facebook page.
Damn, shit, Craig, you got a big fucking mouth, dude. I thought we was friends, man. You ain't supposed to tell people that shit. Nah, but people seem to be liking that more than anything else, actually.
Well, you know what? You can't blame Craig for, he got to get some kind of information from Cody, because he out there having secret dates and everything.
Oh, God.
That is true.
He's hiding his love for that fucking man now. You need to stand by your girl.
Yeah.
Episode, are we doing a movie review?
We are doing a movie review, but we'll give you shit for that on a Tuesday.
Yes. Leave that.
Anyway. We're here to talk about Justice League War, the latest, which actually probably not be the latest now, because I didn't see two more trailers for new Batman movies coming out, so this is the latest entry in the no longer Bruce Timm animated films. Oh my God, Bruce Timm, please come back. Cody, this is your first time seeing it.
Yeah, first time, man. First time. I saw it last night, actually.
Oh, you poor bastard, you. Okay, then. So it's fresh on your mind. Yeah, so, man, I don't know about you guys, but I fucking didn't like this movie. I actually hated it, to be honest. When I rewatched it, I was like, I didn't hate it as much as the first time, because I just kind of expected it. When I watched it the second time, I looked at it and was like, I think his only reason mainly is because I had expectations, because of the last ones are so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Seeing this one just looked like a step down.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I knew that we had to review this today, and I wanted to rewatch it to make sure that I still had the same level of hatred for it.
Yeah.
And I pulled it up. We're going to watch it, and I just decided to go to church instead.
Damn!
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's that, huh? I went to Easter Sunday, and Jesus said, what are you doing here? I said, P1 wanted me to watch Justice League War.
And the funny thing is, I watched it at 2 a.m. in the morning after I came back from fucking drinking. So when I rewatched it, I was like, having flashback, and that one Superman line that just made me was just like, you know what, I don't need to watch the rest of this. It's when he was shooting his lasers out of his eyes, and he looked at Wonder Woman, and she got close to him, and he said, "You're strong. I like you." I was like, you know what, I can't watch no more of this. I can't watch this no more, man. I'm sorry. I was like,
and then that Wonder Woman too. I had some people trying to defend her, saying like, "Oh, she did a good job as a."
They made her dumb. Woman,
a strong character. I'm like,
they made her dumb. I'm sorry, but you know what? Let me get a plot real quick before, because I want to hear Cody's reaction. We haven't heard his yet, but I know he loved that Superman because it was just as bad as Man of Steel. But
my baby ain't dumb like that.
And CJ, you were right, because I didn't pay attention to it the first time about Superman, but you told me he was more destructive in this movie than he was in Man of Steel, and I rewatched it, I was just like, you know what? He kind of is, actually, because at the beginning of the film, when he opens up, he's already running through buildings. I was like, man.
This movie was a blueprint for what was to come.
You know, it felt like a prequel. It really did. Like an animated prequel. Because Batman was the only fleshed out character, which is what they seem to be doing with the upcoming film, because he's going to be older. So he looked like the only fleshed out character that like knew what to do or how to handle this or something. Like, and everybody else was just like asshole or a rookie or just overpowered, egotistical or something. I was just like, I don't like this.
Oh, God. Don't even sound like a cyborg, man. Just give us plus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's start it.
You know, CJ pissed off about that. Okay. So it's a simple plot. I mean, apparently, there's an alien invasion happening. Green Lantern was tracking down this alien, which I thought was going to be cool. But I'm like, open up. Oh, Green Lantern. Already awesome. Awesome. And then next, you know, we find out Green Lantern is the biggest dick in the fucking whole movie or whatever. It's just like, oh, shit.
This Green Lantern is supposed to have went to, you know, the army and learned how to fly planes. So he should have some type of intelligence. This man, like, I just followed the alien.
Oh my God, that is a good point. You know, you just bring up a better fucking point. You said he went to the army. He flies jets and stuff like that. He pretty much does like military contract deals, whatever. Right. And yet his biggest plan in the movie was take his eyes out. I said that. What did he just say? What did that nigga just say?
Woman had to suggest that. You know, she had to like. Maybe we should take his eyes out. I thought of it all by myself.
And then when the other, I forgot who said it, but somebody said, like, what about everyone else and stuff? And he was just like, well, worry about that later. I was just like, where's Batman now? This is a horrible fucking plan. Where did he go? And how is it, which I ain't gonna lie, how is it that Batman was more agile than Superman and Green Lantern? Because when Superman was trying to punch him, he couldn't hit not one hit him.
Yeah, he couldn't punch him. What?
But the thing is, he could predict where Batman was going to throw things and stuff like that, but yet he couldn't predict where he was going to move. I was like, how is he more agile than these two?
Inconsistent fucking writing, dude.
So pretty much is... man, I don't... Okay, the fucking plot is just the team is coming together. That's it. Shit, the plot is coming together because obviously... Darkseid, or Bane from Joel Schumacher, because the motherfucker only had one line, it's just, I am Darkseid. That pissed me off a lot. I was pretty angry about that. I was like, alright, man. Somebody told me, isn't Darkseid like that, though? I just looked at him and was like,
no.
Okay, if he's like that, then why the fuck fanboys want to see him in a Superman movie, then? He was like, because he's strong. I was like, oh, my God.
You're strong, Darkseid. I like you.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
So it's just, they're just going to stop Darkseid. Fuck the plot. It doesn't matter. Okay, the plot doesn't matter.
All the plot is, nobody liked each other in the beginning.
They still don't at the end. They even still don't at the end.
Yeah, they don't like each other nor trust each other. They said, well, I guess us doing bullshit worked, so maybe next time we can do bullshit again. Now, fuck off. I said, okay.
Cody, okay, so this is your first time seeing it.
Yeah. Ooh.
What did you think? Don't wrap up your thoughts, but give me your ideal of what you thought was going on, or did you expect better, or what was going on in your head when you?
Well, because you guys were talking about it in the past way before I even saw it, so obviously I didn't have really high hopes for this movie. But I thought it started out okay. The whole Green Lantern with Batman interaction, I didn't think that was too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Way it started, but see, after that, it just got worse.
It kept going on. That's why.
I was like, dude, the characterizations are fucking horrendous.
They're off by like 100 miles an hour.
Especially, dude, Cyborg. My goodness, man.
Do you agree with me when I said, because somebody was like, I thought Cyborg was good. I was like, Cyborg had daddy issues.
Oh, for no fucking reason. His dad was trying to work to save the planet. He's like, oh, you weren't even good at my game, dad.
Fuck your game. Yeah, I love when his dad said, you think it's more important than you're never going to come to my game. His dad looked at him and said, no.
God damn it. That was no, God damn it.
Okay, did you hear how his dad explained to him, though? He said, son, there is an alien invasion going on. Oh, not an invasion, but there's an alien technology here. We need to understand this. Superpower beings are coming from the sky and stuff like that. I don't have time to come to a football game. He's just like, this is more important to me than you, than my game. I was just like, you've got to be shitting me.
That had to be the worst origin story I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Maybe because they thought that's how black people.
But the thing is, that's what's so sad about it too, because he's the only black character in the fucking movie.
Not only, you know, I can buy my dad being a scientist. You know, I can do all that. But just for him to be a whiny little bitch about a high school game, hell, even college, it doesn't even matter. There's a bomb from another dimension or planet.
Yes.
That your father, who is a brilliant doctor that you obviously know.
Superheroes work with him. Super fucking heroes work with him. He's a big...
It'd be one thing if his dad was like
pulling teeth out or something. He's a fucking... If he was a fucking dentist and just pulling teeth out, then yeah.
Not even that. If he was like a deadbeat dad or something, like, yo, Cyborg, I'll be over there. You know, I just had to go out of town for...
Man, I seriously didn't. Like, if one of my parents was doing something like that and they were like, I promise I'll be the guy, I'd be like, don't fucking come to my game, shit. You over here doing some superhuman shit over here. I'm like, yeah, I want to know about that. Fuck that game, man. That game ain't important.
Trying to protect the planet, protect you, so you can live.
What is
But the thing with
a bomb that will destroy this side of the planet? Oh, you're working on it? Okay, so, all right, you don't have to come to my Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament tomorrow. I understand that. I got you.
You don't have to watch me make one touchdown that's going to obviously be on TV and people filmed it. You can just watch it then. We can watch it together whenever you get home. Yeah, I don't get that. But no, and the thing they did with his character, though, is, you know, let's do this. We'll break down each character. We're talking about Cyborg now. We'll get on another character next. But the thing about his character is he starts off as a whiny little bitch, and then he becomes Cyborg. He just accepts it automatically, and then, like, he's a mature adult now. He's, like, more mature than half the damn team is or whatever. I'm just like, man, there is no character interaction. A lot of people tell me they like the movie because Cyborg got more screen time. But I was like, his screen time is one of the worst in the fucking movie, though.
I think it is the worst.
Yeah. He has more dialogue than anybody. So, yeah, his is worst. Superman's one dialogue is just, hey, you're Bruce Wayne. Let me punch the fuck out of you real quick. Like, what the fuck? Like, he has x-ray vision where you can tell whatever and shit like that, and yet he still strikes Batman, though. I'm just like, you know he's human, though. Like, why are you still attacking him?
And this Cyborg, compared to the last movie, what was the,
Flashpoint, right?
Flashpoint, he's in there.
You know, the Flashpoint Cyborg, it makes, you know, one, we didn't see any backstory of why, you know, if he messed up or not. You just saw him, he was just a soldier. He's a soldier. That's what he does.
I liked him in Flashpoint and Dune, to be honest. Here, I thought this was the worst Cyborg origin story.
Oh, by far.
That was the worst. As a matter of fact, that, like Cody just said, that is the worst origin story I've seen, probably live animated and live action and animated, personally, because I was kind of insulted by it. Wow. People told me before I saw the movie that this character gets so much screen time. He's excellent. That's why I like the movie so much. When I watched it, I was like, he was the biggest disappointment in the movie.
This is our apology letter for slavery.
All right, next character. Shazam. I did not know Shazam was a whiny little bitch.
Man, when I saw Shazam and the way he acted, I really wanted him to have a bag of Skittles and go to Florida.
Man, and it's voiced by Sean Astin. Cyborg was voiced by... Cyborg was voiced by Shamar Moore.
What did that do?
He was in that Tyler Perry movie, Diary of Black Woman, or something like that.
Oh, no, Tyler Perry.
Exactly. Shamar Moore, he was, like, big back in the, mid-90s, Cody?
Yeah, he's been, like, some popular soap opera or something like that.
Yeah, he's, I think every now and then he might do, like, one movie every now and then or whatever, something like that. But, I mean, black women love his ass. They think he's sexiest nigga alive or something like that. So,
stay out of my movies.
Stay out of my characters, yeah. Sean Astin does Shazam.
With Tyler Perry.
Yeah, just take your black ass back with that untalented nigga. Anyway.
I'm sorry, he didn't even do it. It's not like he wrote the script.
Yeah, but he did a horrible fucking job portraying Cyborg or whatever. I would prefer Mike, you know what, I want Mike B. Jordan nowhere near this shit again, but never mind. Sean Astin did Shazam. Shazam, man, was that Amazing Spider-Man, CJ, or was that Amazing Spider-Man? He's got these powers that, first of all, I didn't even know it was him. I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't even think that was Shazam. I didn't even think anything of it. I thought it was just some kid they just threw in here or something like that. Until out of nowhere, he steals a jersey from fucking Cyborg or whatever. He breaks into this football game, which, by the way, why do you have to sneak into a high school football game?
Yeah, another thing, why is the jersey sent me like a dress on him?
Yeah.
I practically fit him perfectly.
And why is he stealing?
Why is he sneaking into a football game? Those high school football.
I'm pretty sure there were no, you know, you didn't have to pay to get in, or they would have let kids in for free.
I was confused at that. And I was just like, I don't know who this kid is, but maybe he just connects to the story that's going on here. And then you see him sneak back to the house where he's got this brother. I hated this character too, whatever, because there was like, I get little black girl, because I guess they were adopted family here or whatever. And she was just like, you know, I worry about you when you leave, because, you know, we're kind of family now. He looked at her and said, foster family. I was like, oh my. I understand people that don't have parents or anything like that, and you get foster parents or whatever. It's kind of like the Amazing Spider-Man thing for me. It was kind of annoying. Just pissed me off, because, you know, you got somebody that's raising you, taking care of you, and yet you can't see the good in that. You always got to go, psh, this ain't a family. This ain't real to me. It's just like, that shit annoys the fuck out of me. I'm sorry. It does. When he said that, I was just like, yep, here comes my fuck it. here comes my fuck it. I was just sitting down. I was just sitting on the edge of my bed, just hitting my knee, just, maybe it'll get better. I just haven't seen it in a while. It pissed me off. And then you see him go outside with a baseball bat. Why the fuck would he go out with a baseball bat if he just can turn into Shazam?
Right.
Yeah. That didn't make any goddamn sense. I was angry. Well, since he got out of the kid, what did you guys think of him as Shazam, the actual Shazam?
I was just confused at why they had Shazam in there. You know, I mean, they do all this other backstory for everybody else, for the most part. And then you get to Shazam, and he's just a kid that can turn into a fanboy that loves Cyborg. You know, that's it. So,
he really fucking was, or whatever. I mean, it was no conceal of his identity at all if he was trying to get out. I was just like, yeah, you know.
And there was no mysterious, you know, at least if you're not going to explain his background, maybe make it, like, mysterious about him. Maybe make Shazam, like, somebody totally different. And then at the end, you can do one of those, like, oh, he was a kid the whole time.
Because you know what? He showed up. That's actually a good idea, CJ. Because he showed up. When he showed up on the screen with the rest of the Justice League members, he showed up pretty cool. He came with that hoodie on. The lightning was striking him. And everybody's just looking at him like, who is it? And he took it off. He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, goddamn.
That was just as bad as when fucking Venom said, you want to kill the spider? I was like, oh. Oh, my God. I had so many flashbacks of other bad superhero films watching. I was just like, oh, dude. Cody, what are your initial reactions on Shazam, man?
Well, I thought they were going to have, like, a lighthearted character. They already had, like, two in there. So I thought they needed, like, more of a balance. You already had Batman, who's the doom and gloom, and, you know, Superman, the beacon of hope, Wonder Woman. I don't know what the fuck she was. We'll get on that later.
Yeah, we will.
Green Lantern and Flash, who are already like kind of the comedic relief. So I was like, we need a third person for that too. Like,
minute scale was broken, man.
The thing with let's get in Batman now. We want to save him last. So we getting him next.
Yeah, we bring Batman.
But, all right, think about Batman. Is not only did I think he was the only Flash that I care. Like you said, dark and serious. I thought he was the only one with some realism in his fucking head that was going on, what was happening in his purpose here, and everybody else was just on their own egotistical trip and shit. And I was thinking, like, usually that's supposed to be Batman saying fuck this team and shit, but it seems like he has to somehow put his own problems aside just to put them together and shit, because they're just all going off doing their own goddamn thing and shit. I do not see how, let's just say that if this was a series or something, I do not see how Superman would take over this team to be leader of it at all.
You know, that the only other person that I think that did a great job as far as part of the team together was the Flash.
Mm-hmm. Because, right, okay, before you get into him though, what did you think about Batman though?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's Batman. You know, they had what over 100 years to work with the Batman character. They know Batman is the meat to this starving Marvin plate of non characters.
He was voiced by Jason O'Mara too, as well.
Who did a good job, you know? I do love the other guy that what's his name?
I hate him in that fucking movie he did with Katherine Heigl, One for the Money, but that's just me. But you know, I know he's gonna be in Son of Batman too, voicing it.
So I wasn't too, you know, his voice was fine. It didn't make me like, you know, a cringe.
You know why his voice was fine? It's because everybody else is so fucking bad. You just realize it's like, you know what? I don't really give a shit at this point. Yes.
And Batman cheats. You know, he doesn't say anything. He just be quiet throughout the whole thing. That's why we thought he was, like, the best. If Batman would have kept talking, we were like, man, this guy.
The fight scenes he had, I thought, were good. It's just, There was fight scenes with him and Green Lantern. Ron is like, how long have you been Green Lantern for? Because he said he's been it for a while. I mean, and then you see the fight with Superman where, like, Batman tries to use his grappling hook to fly away with Superman. Like, he notices where it's going. He catches it and breaks it and shit. But yet, when he tried to punch him, Batman was able to be not only more agile than him, but quicker than him. I was just like, damn, this Superman is reckless as fuck, man. Or whatever, he just wanted to punch that wall. Or I thought Batman, personally, was the best character in here, but I've seen better Batmans, to be honest.
I guess that goes without saying when, Batman's the meat of all these stories, because they rely so heavily on Batman. They can't do anything without Batman.
You know what? That is a good point. I think this movie relied a lot on Batman to hold this together, and I think that's one of DC's, not only live action, but animation as well. I think that's one of their biggest problems, is they rely too much on Batman.
Yeah, that's true.
What did you think of him, Cody?
I dug him overall.
Yeah.
I thought he had the best arc of any of the superheroes in this film.
or people at all.
Yeah, well, shit, he was probably the only one that had an arc. But
only thing I don't believe about him is I don't think that nigga would have took his mask off.
Yeah, maybe not. But I dug that part though. When he went to go save Superman. That was pretty cool.
Because he beat the shit out of Superman. But anyway, I'm sorry, but he was only... It's funny, he threw Superman off balance. All right, now let's get into Flash now. Voiced by Christopher Gorham. Mm-hmm. That's Barry Allen. Flash, I don't even think he was a character at all in here. Like, CJ, I agree with you in saying that. Like, he was a good character as far as the one line he did have to say, which is... Which was, hey, Batman, I heard all about your work. I'm a big fan of yours and stuff. Like, everybody was a fucking sucking somebody's dick in this movie.
Everybody was sucking somebody's dick. Batman, justifiable.
Yeah, I'd suck his dick too, whatever. But the thing is, I'd be scared he'd be like, fuck off or something like that. I'd be trying to be cool, you know, be like, hey, you know, if you need new Robin around or something like that, you know. You know, I mean,
always, my own costume.
Yeah, I'm always free, you know. It's not like I like this or anything like that. You know, I don't like this. What are you saying, CJ?
I was just saying that for the Flash... The only thing I didn't really like about it was he couldn't outrun the Omega Beam, but Superman can outfly the Omega Beam.
Did you see that Superman was beating him when they were racing? No, I was like, yeah. I don't think that's okay. I know he can keep up, but I think Flash can outrun him when it comes down to it. But one thing I had a problem with the Flash is just like, you remember that first punch Superman threw?
Yeah.
Yeah, how it didn't affect Darkseid at all. How the fuck was the Flash doing multiple punches on and Darkseid was feeling that?
Righty.
Because Superman threw a hard punch at the front and Darkseid didn't even move. His head just moved up. He slapped the shit out of Superman. Then next, you know, at the end of the film, Flash is throwing some punches on him and he's going, oh, and he's moving back. I'm just like,
he has a stamina shield. Stamina was down, so...
Oh, he got injured. That's why his eyes were hurting. So, you know, that brilliant plan taking his eyes out of work. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't think they gave Flash to do shit in this movie. He was like, he's like Storm to the X-Men movie. He was just in the background every now and then. He'd do something.
Yeah, you know what? He just didn't annoy me. I mean, I guess he couldn't annoy me because he wasn't in the movie like that often.
He didn't annoy me. I will give him that. He didn't annoy me because he didn't say shit. But, Is that really what we want from these characters? Is, the way they don't annoy me is just by not talking.
Right.
Then we would just want an action film is pretty much what we're saying here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way they can do it without ruining the characters.
Oh, fuck, man. That's horrible, then.
You know, could have benefited from not talking to this fucking Wonder Woman.
Which we're getting into now. did they make her a dumbass or did they make her a dumbass?
She's the most arrogant bitch of the DC universe.
They set the women movement back 100 years with this character in this movie. This just goes to prove my point once again. I'd rather see a Ms. Marvel movie over a Wonder Woman movie any goddamn day. Because when I saw this, I was like, her costume that people kept talking about was the least of my problems with her in this movie.
Right.
I'm so over her costume being a problem for people that her dialogue is just horrible.
And who's the voice actor for that? Who was that?
Damn, that's a good point. You know,
I think it's Michelle
Monaghan. Yeah, Michelle Monaghan.
She didn't help things.
Yeah, It was Michelle Monaghan, and don't get me wrong, girl is gorgeous. She was in Source Code and Eagle Eye, if I'm not mistaken.
She's a cute girl, but
she's been in a lot of things. Cody's right. She's been in a lot of shit. She's actually was in True Detective.
Right.
So.
She need to stop being in Wonder Woman because.
You had a chance here, woman, to prove why a Wonder Woman movie need to be made, and this is the first film to come out in that whole theory of will there be one, and I can tell you this right now, I can care less about seeing one now.
You know what? It's a shame because I don't know if you guys have seen the Wonder Woman movie that came out
about two years
ago. The animated series.
I think it came out in 2008, though.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. I mean, her acting was so bad, which I wish I could go back in time to see it yesterday. But that Wonder Woman they had in that, I don't know why they couldn't just pull her over.
The best Wonder Woman, obviously, is the Justice League one.
Whatever. I mean, that's what they should have had. But, you know, I can't keep going back and forth saying what they should have had. I'll just tell you. I didn't like her just because of the fact that they just made her a typical, warrior bimbo. You know, just a...
She was Superman's eye candy. There was a scene where fucking Shazam, Green Lantern was going to talk to her and Superman just flies down and they just stare at each other. I was just like, how many times are these two going to fucking stare at each other? They did it again at the end of the film too, when she was like, all these men, they're like great Hades, or whatever. And then Superman looks at her, what do you think of me? You're like no other god I've ever seen. I was like, oh my god. These two just blow each other already. Jesus. They are not being subtle about their relationship at all. I was like, Jesus.
And then the way they bring her on the screen, it's like, she's this warrior, barbarian type person. How the hell did she get an invitation to the White House?
Why would she care about meeting him, the president, though?
Yeah.
I didn't get that whole... And the president looked like he was nowhere near with the White House.
I'm like, I ain't getting with him, bitch.
And I don't know about you guys, but did they throw a hint that the guy she was with at the beginning of the film... he had a thing for her at the end of the film because when she said that to Superman, he just walks off. I was like, that went nowhere.
Right.
Why would they even throw that in there? Like, he got angry when she said that to Superman. He's just like, I walked that bitch around the White House, you know?
And why would you want to? Come on, man. He worked for them. What's up with these military people being stupid? You know, I'm surprised we're not invaded already. You know, you got this crazy barbaric woman swinging swords everywhere. And you're like, oh, yeah, let me go take her to see the president. You know, that's pretty cool.
I love the Batman and Wonder Woman dating thing in the books and in the show and stuff like that. I feel like her character needed a Batman in her life. Her character with Superman in this movie, I think that just calls for more destruction and shit, to be honest.
Her character need a book in her life.
Because with the shit she was doing along with Superman, I was like, that don't look like a perfect cup. That's the shit that Batman used to talk about in the Justice League animated show or whatever. These motherfuckers get under control or whatever. Something's gonna need to contain their ass, and the shit I saw with them two, I was like, that's the last thing this movie needs is them two hooking up.
Well, shit, it wasn't even only the stuff with her and Superman. Remember her? She was trying to get ice cream and shit with that little girl.
What the fuck was that?
And she was just being like a dick to the ice cream. Like, just fucking ice cream now. Like, what the fuck?
This is good ice cream. You should be proud of yourself, whatever. And then the whole thing you're dressed like a bimbo. It comes from the fact, and she puts a lasso of truth on him. I actually dress like you at night or whatever, stuff like that. It makes me feel powerful. And I was just like,
then she goes ahead and says, his costume empowers me. I'm like, what?
To be a whore, yeah.
Okay, that's a great message point.
When I fucking heard that though, when I first saw this, I was just like, oh, they're actually bringing up the costume issue. And then when I heard where it went, I was just like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Since we're talking about this elephant in the room as far as the costume, you know, for me, I don't mind my Wonder Woman. I like the one with the jeans on.
Yeah. I actually like this costume better than the one, the sleeveless thing. I thought this one was cool because it had the sleeves and everything and it was still the shorts, but it's still kind of the same. But I thought this one was better than the original one, at least. But I do like the one with the jeans, the pants ones as well.
Yeah, I like the one. But look, I'm not 14 anymore where I need my super heroines to be over-sexualized. You know, just put her in something nice.
Oh, DC loves over-sexualizing they fucking female superheroes. If you looked at Supergirl or fucking Power Girl.
Power Girl.
Power Girl's the biggest whore in the goddamn. Not that there's nothing wrong with her.
Not being the Starfire.
Oh, I forgot the New 52 did the Starfire. I can't wait for that Teen Titans New 52 animated film because, good lord.
She's blowing everybody.
Shit, she is a major whore. DC
and your her black hole. She keeps going the way she's going.
DC and your female characters, man, you was just, you were pushing boundaries with people here. But
you, any of you people at DC know real women?
Yeah, honestly, they made her just, I mean, she's just as dumb as Superman. I mean, I was looking at her, I was like, man, she is no one. The thing about being a warrior, though, which I recently just saw, like, we saw Captain America. We saw the Avengers or whatever. You see how Captain America got together at the end and led this team to do what they needed to do and stuff. And even in Captain America, how he led the special ops teams he was with and stuff to do their thing or whatever. You see Wonder Woman, you like, you was the leader of that island you were on and shit. You were leading them into battle and shit. Here, you must have been leading them to death. Because your plan was just strike. And I thought she was one of the insulting characters in the film.
Yeah.
But, Cody, you got any final thoughts on this bitch?
Fucking horrendous.
That's about it. Now, let's get into the meat.
To the man. The man of the, I'm sorry, Cody. I'm sorry.
And yeah. Still, nothing to sorry about, motherfucker.
That is definitely the man of Steel. He had the same costume on, dude.
not really.
They straight up modeled him right after the. That.
Did they? Nah, I don't think so. Cause he had that big ass collar on.
Hold on, let's look at your poster for a second. Hold on.
His cape was different from the movie version, but the suit itself was.
I don't know about that. It looks primarily like the New 52.
The texturization on it was the same as the Man of Steel one.
I didn't get that, but all right.
You didn't get the texturization, the lines and stuff like that?
No.
Nah, I don't know, Cole. You need to go back to your boy, watch Man of Steel again. Come on now.
I'm trying to tell him about his man.
You go back on your man there or whatever. The texturization was it was like that leather, kind of like the Amazing Spider-Man in the first one, not the second one, but the first one.
Look at that picture right now, dude. Hell no, this isn't like Man of Steel. What?
I didn't say look like. I said it had the same texturizations.
Really? Yeah. You think so?
The clothing of it, not like the pattern of it. Not the pattern of the clothing texture of it.
Okay. Right.
I can't believe you don't see that. Come on now.
I don't, but go ahead.
There is no words to describe the dialogue he uses in this film. To where I was like, I see why they didn't have him talk in Man of Steel, or why they're not going to have him pretty much be the star of his own sequel in the next film, because, damn, they made him a dumbass brute. He literally, his biggest line in the movie was, wow, you're strong. Because after that, he has no lines after that.
Let's talk about that opening scene with him, though.
Oh, when he first gets introduced?
How bad was that, dude, with him? Having that fight between Green Lantern and Batman and him, I guess that's what Superman does nowadays, not give a fuck.
When did he stop giving a fuck? I want to know. I want to see that origin story.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe it was when he snapped Zod's neck. He just got tired. You know, he just said, fuck it. He was like, people don't like it. Oh, fuck it, man. You know?
Man, he was tossing Batman and Green Lantern through buildings, tossing him on the street, bouncing around.
The thing was, he was just like, I seen that alien with that technology. I'm gonna punch you now. I was like, wow, he didn't even talk to people no much. He just
can't like reason with people. You can't like analyze the situation.
Superman, you're fucking 20 times stronger than anybody else in the world. I don't think you need to like seriously strike someone first at all. To be honest, I mean, if someone struck you, I don't think they do damage to you at all. So, I mean, I can understand like people like Batman would strike first or something like that because you know he's human or whatever. But you, I don't think you, being concerned of someone striking you at all. I don't think that should be a concern for your problem at all. And the thing, but you remember the side shot when Green Lantern rushed into the building? Was like, I can take care of this. Did you guys see the green light show that was happening in that building when Batman was just watching? I was like, he's beating the fuck out of Green Lantern right now. He's probably broken three of his ribs right now. But
yeah, he did. I mean, the thing was, he just started throwing Batman. I mean, he was able to use his X-ray vision. I mean, he should have known Batman wasn't like an alien, at least.
He did, because he uses X-ray vision, so he knew he was, I'm glad Batman's as agile and crafty as he is, because when he did his laser eye on the fucking heat vision on the metal pole he's hanging on, good thing Batman landed on his feet, because he'd have fucking died at that. I thought it was just, I don't know, I thought it was pretty cool that Batman was dodging this shit, though. I was just like, man, dude, you need to get some focus in your head. You were literally just throwing punches. You're not looking out for anything. It looked like he was showboating.
Yeah,
sense.
Just like, look how cool I can block this. Look how cool that doesn't affect me, but it affects you or whatever. But yet I can't strike a punch on you because if I do punch you.
He was just flying around. When I first saw him flying around, it looked like he was just patrolling his city, like he took control of that area. You know, like, yeah, this is my city.
He did say that, remember? He was like, he told Batman Green Lantern, what are you doing in my Metropolis is my city. And I was like, I've never heard Superman say that before.
You got people like, help me. Get back in there, old lady.
I've never heard that. Or there was that scene where Batman was giving out orders when the invasion happened, when Green Lantern, Superman, and Batman all get in, and Batman's giving out what they need to do and stuff. And Green Lantern's like, he's like, tell it to Superman. Superman's not listening at all. He's just taking him out one month. Just like, that's not the Superman I know. The Superman I know is, once again, with like the same as one. He's more strategic.
Yeah.
God damn, I hate that. I hated this fucking Superman. God. And the whole thing about Green Lantern not concentrating, that was another thing. But that's the next character we're getting on. Green Lantern.
Did anybody get a Ryan Reynolds vibe off this Green Lantern, or was that just me?
Oh, no, I think it was worse than that.
Oh. Yeah, I think it was worse than Green. I think it was worse than Ryan Reynolds. Do you think? Well, I didn't get that because Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern was a pussy. This Ryan Reynolds was, or this Green Lantern was a douchebag.
Yeah, he was just some guy trying to act like he was big and bad. But
especially at the end, he was just like, yeah, maybe we should team up so we can help out. He's like, dude, I protect this whole squadron. It's like, no, shut the fuck up.
Look at me right now.
What have you done?
Shut the fuck up.
If I could be about it, shit.
I like how Green Lantern's ring that comes from millions of light years of galaxies away that studied almost every planet couldn't decipher what that bomb was, but yet Cyborg, who literally just became Cyborg, could not only analyze it, but knew how to work it and everything. I was like, wow.
Well, P1, he was able to because he had the same technology that was used to fuse and make a bomb, so he knew what it was.
How the fuck did he know that would work on his son? man. Everybody knows Green Lantern. That's like my. I favor him after Batman. That's my second favorite DC character, and this is the worst DC Green Lantern adaptation I've ever seen. I was angry. I didn't like not one bit of this Green Lantern whatsoever. Every time he, matter of fact, he has the most dialogue in the film. Every time he opened up his fucking mouth, it's just like, somebody shut him the fuck up. Somebody please just shut him the fuck. It seemed like they switched characters with him and the Flash. Where the Flash usually is the one that could pull that off. Mm-hmm. Green Lantern was doing it. It was just like, somebody shut him up, please. I think they had them switch characters or something like that. I didn't even like it. I didn't like this Green Lantern at all. Did you guys think anything about him?
I have to say about the Green Lantern. He was just one acting all big and bad. Just being a douche and a dick. So, no.
Especially the part where Batman took his ring.
Now, that was funny. I'll give that movie that. I don't know how accurate could that happen, but that was kind of funny. Him just going in.
I don't know how accurate that can be, too, when your hands are folded, but that's just me. Went back and watched that part. I was like, wow, how did that happen? Shit, wow. This Green Lantern really doesn't concentrate then. Shit. How come this Batman know more about your ring than you do? Jesus Christ. Fuck, man. I don't like rookie heroes. I'm just getting to that point. I don't like rookie. Especially if they're going to be this horrible. At least Spider-Man in the first Sam Raimi film, he had a little bit of morals still left in him. He was like, hey, I, this is the first time I got these powers, but I know I still got to do the right thing and save people. But these heroes, they're like, I don't know what to fucking do. That Green Lantern was insulting. If anything, he was the worst character to me. I didn't like him at all.
Oh, shit, really?
I fucking hated this Green Lantern.
He was the worst?
Yeah, because he talked more. Every time he opened up his fucking mouth, I was just like, somebody shut him the fuck up. Then when he finally got his arm broken, I was just like, oh, maybe he'll shut up then. No, what did they do? They put him in charge. I was like,
all right. Well, you know what? Batman was smart because this Batman, he knew better to put Wonder Woman in charge. And he was like, nah, this bitch dumb. She wanna die. I mean, even though she's from Athena and she should know about wisdom and, you know, strategizing and plans, but
she leads her own squadron. She's a leader. So she doesn't do any of that in the film. And then next note, what does Batman tell Green Lantern? They need you. I was like, what? They don't need him. He doesn't know what he's doing. Then what was his plan? That was, we need to strike offense. I was like, no shit. I was like, wow, people are actually listening to him. I just kept getting more insulted the more he just kept coming on screen talking, because he talks every fucking time. Shit. It's like, god damn, he was taking screen time away from people like Flash and them. Which was probably rightfully so, because then we'd have one more bad character then, so.
Yeah.
And now the biggest one of all, the ending one. Darkseid.
What a waste.
That's the biggest waste of Darkseid I've ever fucking seen.
Brought him down to one fucking dimension, man. One fucking dimension.
All the how many adaptations have you seen of Darkseid? I've never seen him put him down to one dimension.
No. You know that Darkseid we came out was it Superman Doomsday?
No, it was Superman versus Superman and Batman Apocalypse.
Okay, whichever one it was, the one where Andre Brower did his voice.
Yeah.
That was badass.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Especially when Batman took on him too, whatever. I was like, oh, I love that one. That was a badass one. They went to Apocalypse and all that shit. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Hell, even the Apocalypse one when it was Superman and Supergirl fighting Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the same one.
I mean, Darkseid.
That was the same one.
Oh, the same one? Yeah.
Yeah.
He would be in a dick. He would be in a villain.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's a shame that our superheroes in this movie were being more of a villain than the villain.
No, right?
And don't forget, Darkseid has appeared in the Superman animated show and in the fucking Justice League show, and it was 120 times better than what they did with him in this movie. I was like,
hell, he was even in the video game.
Oh, yes, right. He was. Somebody said, well, isn't Darkseid supposed to be one-noted? I said, what? When have you ever seen him one-noted, though? I've never seen
him. This man takes over galaxies and planets, all right? He's pretty smart.
He's one of the, if not one of the biggest villains to the Justice League.
You know, now granted, I'll give the movie, I did enjoy the fact that they were kidnapping, people and turning them into little minions. So it gave them a reason why they, it gave us a fight scene because he was turning people.
That went nowhere though, because those minions, once Darkseid appears and starts destroying shit, you don't see no more minions. You just see them flying around Darkseid. They don't do shit. They're just flying around them and shit. You'd think they'd help him.
The
roided out Chitauri. The Chitauri did more than fucking Darkseid's minions or whatever. Matter of fact, the Chitauri did a lot more than fucking Darkseid's minions or whatever. Because when Darkseid appeared, it's like, why should we help him? He's Darkseid. Why would Darkseid even get his hands dirty?
Yeah, it's true. They need to.
Exactly, he didn't need to or whatever. He had all these minions, and he was just capturing humans and shit. He took the fight to the Justice League. Uh-huh. Which, you would think that the heroes would want to take the fight to him, because they're like, who's doing this or whatever, but no, Darkseid just comes out, and his first line is, I am Darkseid. I said, well, oh my god, Joel Schumacher. Bane. Jesus.
I mean, if Darkseid really wanted to take over that area, he could have opened up a boom tube, in another country like Africa or whatever, start taking a whole bunch of Africans, turn them into more of those little animals, and just send them after the Justice League.
Black Panther would have stopped him then. No. Oh. He threw some vibranium in his eyes.
You must get the way.
Damn, you know what? That was a damn shame when the fucking Africans in fucking Wakanda of fucking Marvel is more intelligent than any of these goddamn heroes ever fucking was. They took vibranium and made it into weapons and shit like that, whatever. And these motherfuckers, what's their biggest plan? He shoots laser from his eyes. Take him out. Are you serious? The boom tube kind of got confused at the end. I was just like, how come only the dark side's being sucked into that tube and nobody else? I was like, Batman went head on in there and he flew right out of it. I was like, wow.
In and out.
Yeah, I was like, damn, all right, okay. Well, Cyborg, you know what? Cyborg must have talked to the machine and told him only take that guy in there. I mean, they probably knew his name because he said it two times in the movie by, I am Darkseid, so, you know. that was probably the weakest villain I've seen in quite some fucking time in these DC anime. Matter of fact, there's never a weak villain in DC animated films, if I'm not mistaken. was still going. Is Cody still there? You still there?
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, we were just talking more about Darkseid and how he's a little bitch. Oh, and how the inconsistency of his fight scenes were or whatever. It's like, you know, he's able to break Green Lantern's hand, which he does.
There's a lot of inconsistencies in this fucking movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of inconsistencies, damn sure. There was a lot of inconsistencies, but in that fight scene, a little bit more, though. I was like, Superman flew. When he flew, even Batman and them had to put their capes over him. It was like, whoa, he flew, punched him, uppercut him. Motherfucking head just went up, and he came back and slapped the shit out of Superman, flew him back. After that, everybody was able to hit him. Even Batman was throwing batarangs at him and shit, and it was effective. I was like, how? What the fuck? I thought he was going to get a badass fight scene, too. I thought he was going to get a badass fight scene. I was like, wow, Superman came to him. They're going to have to work as a team or something like that. And I was just like, yeah, their biggest thing is put him in that portal and just hit him with everything you got. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Punch him until you can't punch no more.
Yeah, fuck this movie. CJ, final thoughts.
On the whole movie, I felt that this movie was an insult to all the heroes that I grew up watching. Watching this movie made me realize that I even bet off to be a villain because I knew that I couldn't be worse than what I saw on screen. This movie, it was terrible. I don't know. They made it for cash cow or they just wanted to make a blueprint of how Justice League movie would have looked with Ben Affleck.
Fuck.
They did this just to do that. And I hope they learned the lesson, which they probably didn't.
Yeah, because a lot of people actually like this, so...
I know, I went to a YouTube, I just went to the one, okay, one, DC, I went to DC trailer for this. They disabled the comments, so I don't know. Maybe I went on there and ran.
I mean, when I first got it, I heard it was 50-50, but it looked like it's more in the positive than it is negative these days, so.
I know, I saw it on somebody else's trailer, and everybody giving a glorious praise. The only thing they said was like, well, I wish Wonder Woman would have had bigger boobs. I'm like, what the hell?
I like that this is getting the praise and Batman Arkham Origins is getting shit still. I like that.
Anyway, the rating I give this movie, one dark side laser beam in the asshole. I guess. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but.
I would assume it's a bad thing going up your ass.
That's not touching at all.
Well, you know what, Cody? The thing is, him and Wayne. That's why. So.
That's some context, man.
Yeah. How about you, Cody?
When you have an ensemble cast of seven heroes, and only one of those heroes is fucking compelling, you get a fuck it from me. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. When you take... God, I hear this all the time. DC always has the better characters than Marvel, right? Yeah, you wouldn't know that recently. you wouldn't know that at all, actually, watching these latest introductions here. And I feel like with Bruce Timm gone, it seems like they're going to be rushing these movies now. Because I don't know if you guys saw The Son of Batman's coming out. And there's a trailer for a new one coming out at the end of the year as well. I'm like, wow, three in a year, huh? That never happened before. So it seems like they're rushing. They're rushing... these movies now. All right, that's amazing. Okay. When you take Green Lantern, who has so much depth to him, and turn him down to a douchey little fucking little bitch, yeah, you get a high fuck it from me. I hate this fucking movie. I can't stand it. Watching it a second time made me realize, no, that wasn't me the first time. I just don't like it. It's a horrible film, and people that defend it, you can go fuck yourself down the Holy Grail. Matter of fact, you can take that laser beam from Darkseid that CJ's talked about, and you can shove that up your asshole or whatever, because this movie is a horrible adaptation. I'm completely with you 100%, CJ. If this is a prequel to what's to come, then fuck you, DC. I'm waiting for your ass.
I don't want it.
I don't want to see this as a blueprint for the Superman. And the funny thing is, you get a feeling it is, and I don't know why you get that feeling. It's just because, obviously, they're going with the younger Superman in the Man of Steel films or whatever and shit. And they're going with the older Batman here, and, you know, they want to throw in these other characters here. And you're just like, I'm getting some bad vibes here, man. This did not help that DC brand, at least. I'm with you, CJ. It felt like a template or a blueprint, just saying, seeing how fans would react to it. To see, hey, they like this one. Okay, there goes that storyline then.
You know? Hopefully we have more dumb people that like it than smart people. Obviously it worked. We're a minority once again, P1.
Fuck this movie down a holy grail. So, yeah. Well, people, that's been The Darkness. That went on longer than I thought.
A lot of bullshit to talk about.
Because we broke down them characters. That's why. That is the first episode, The Darkness at the Movies, which it will next month, because we're doing this once a month for now until people probably start raving about it and be like, oh yeah, we want more of these Negroes doing film. The next week, or next month, is Cody's turn, and what's the film choice you picking?
It's going to be Son of Batman, so we'll see how that goes.
Man, I hope that's better.
I hope that's not high, to say the least, but...
Oh, my God. Well, you guys got anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Fuck the Justice League. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Right, as of right now, yeah, fuck you guys, man. Fuck all of you. Except Batman. He's cool.
Batman's always cool. Fuck you guys.
All I gotta say is, this whole summer, we got nothing but superhero movies. I'm getting scared. I'm on the moviespoiler.com website, and I see that Fandango countdown for Spider-Man. And I'm like, oh, Lord. 2 weeks.
Well, the funny thing is, you say summer. No, not the summer. Just May. and August for Guardians of the Galaxy. That's it. June and July. No. So that's all you got to worry about. And plus, don't worry. They should be... At least Spider-Man is somewhat... Well, that's it then. Later, bastards.
Later, people.
Peace.
We tried it your way, now we do it mine.
Shazam!
You're not just some guy in a bat costume, are you? This world is mine. Time for some teamwork.